You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool.
All right, everybody, welcome back to, as the Political Cesspool celebrates its ninth year to the day on the radio, Halloween just a few days away. It's a joint collaboration, a joint celebration tonight as we welcome back you, of course, our audience to the show, and now a very special friend whose fingerprints are all over the development of this show. It's the one and only Lord of the Board, who was dubbed that name by Winston Smith, who was with us in the last hour. It's Art Frith. Now, Art Frith is the one and only professional broadcaster on the Political Cesspool team. Over 34 years in the radio business, he was a retired Navy journalist, a chief petty officer. He got a start in broadcasting in 1974 at the Armed Forces Radio and Television Services in Iceland. Now, he has gone on from there to work for a number of commercial radio stations, including KFQD and KANC in Anchorage, Alaska, WBCK in Battle Creek, Michigan, and of course, where he came to know us, Eddie, WLRM in Memphis. Art left Memphis in 2007, but continues to produce material for our show from his home in Michigan. Art Frith, my friend, welcome back. How are you, buddy?
Not bad, but I wish you keep playing the intro, because that's the best part of the show.
It's great. You know, that announcer does a damn fine job for us, doesn't he? The announcer,
well,
of course.
You're taking a chance putting me on the show, but, you know, what the heck? I knew you when you still had hair.
That's true. That's true. Art actually has been around so long, since about 2005. He knew me when I still had hair. All of the announcements, all the intros, outros, bumps, those are all from Art. And, you know, Art really added the professionalism to this show. We try to remain professional to the best we can with Art, without Art being our overlord there in the studio. But when we were at 1380, the old studio in Millington, it was us on one side of the glass, Art on the other, and he was kind of the whipcracker. He was the slave driver. He made us kind of get in line, and he wasn't always so easy on yours truly. Art, you, more than any other, seem to relish in the opportunity to give me a good hazing back in the early days, did you not?
I think your first words were, who in the hell is that guy?
Well, it was rough going from time to time, but when you left WLRM, there was such a void in the production of the show that we actually paid you with our non-existent budget to come back, and you trained me on the board to the best you could. You were actually, you know, Art Frith interviewed, we're basking in the glow of the Gary Sinise interview from last week, but Art Frith interviewed him years ago, and he interviewed many people like Wolfman Jack and Paul Revere from Paul Revere and the Raiders, and on and on and on and on. Art took pride in the interview we did last week, Eddie. You were part of it with Gary Sinise. That was all part of the fine training we received from the Art Frith School of Broadcasting, correct?
Yeah, right.
Well, Eddie, I know you want to say hello to the chief. You know, we take pride in the fact that our many of our staff, the majority of our staff, not counting myself and Bill Rowland, but the majority of our staff, Keith Alexander, the majority of our staff has served in the armed forces, you and Art and Pete Stanton and Winston. And I know you'd like to say hello to the chief, Art Frith.
Well, hello there, chief. It's been a long time, fella.
Hey, Eddie.
You know, I remember back in the early days, Art, we were working, and one of my favorite things you would do, you talking about how you used to haze old baby boy. when he would leave the studio at night, you know, I don't know if you remember or not, but he was notorious for getting speeding tickets. He got collected.
Well, Millington Police Department, he funds their party every year for Christmas. Personally,
you would put out announcements to the Millington Police, say James Edwards leaving the studio now. You give this route.
Yeah,
if you need to get your ticket quota, it'll be a surefire ticket tonight because baby boy be heading that way. I tell you, but yeah, you know, Art, I probably never told you this, but you know, I joined the Marines before I got drafted in the Army, and I passed all the tests with flying colors to get in the Marines, a physical test, a mental test, real high on the achievement test, and I was getting ready to sign into the Marines, Art, and then at the last minute, they stopped me. They wouldn't let me in. You know, they found out my parents were married.
They saw too many Gomer Pyle reruns. You're too smart for the Marines.
He said, you're too smart for the Marines, Eddie.
That's the men's department of the Navy.
Anyway, Art, listen, in all seriousness, we always have a good time with you, and we've always had, I think you were the one who first added, oh, by the way, my wife is in the studio tonight, and she wants to say hello to you.
Hello, hey, Art.
Hi, Danny.
Well, everybody loves the Chief.
Everybody wants to know, I knew these two when James was still passing notes to Danny in the studio, and I couldn't keep his mind on the show.
Hey, it's been a long time. I tell you, 9 years, a lot has changed. I certainly wasn't married 9 years ago when it all started. And as you said, I was passing notes to Danny in the studio. But listen.
All your girlfriends in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
God knows wherever else.
Well, listen, we need to talk quickly because we only have a minute or two remaining with you. You stumbled me with that last one, but hey, favorite guest, favorite behind the scenes memory. I mean, there's so much. I remember you on one Halloween show. You came to the studio dressed in Star Wars regalia. I mean, there's been so much that people will never know about this show. I came into the studio for one Halloween show, and Art was decked out like Spock or somebody. But okay, Art, favorite guest behind the scenes. Recorder, you tell us.
Well, besides the snakes I threw in the studio with you, let's see. General Hal Moore's interview, of course.
Yes.
With Jess and Bill. And Jess's live remote, we did a live remote broadcast from the Shiloh Battleground.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. Who could forget 2007?
I can never forget The Exorcist. That is also one of my book.
Winston was talking about that earlier tonight. I know you always hearken back to the LT, as you refer to him, Gottfried Dulias,
yep,
of the Luftwaffe.
And probably the best one that was technically challenging, Eddie will remember this, Colonel Bo Greitz.
Yeah, that Bo Greitz, when I think y'all were doing that via ham radio,
yep,
and y'all were sending Morse code to one another to get that interview done.
Eddie was having flashbacks to Vietnam. Every time he talked with him, he had to say over.
I remember that show. It's all in the archives. Well,
hey,
Art, listen.
Running. Talk to you later.
Hey, listen, it doesn't happen often enough, but the legacy that you've played and the fingerprints you've left from this show will last forevermore, and we thank for the role you continue to play from afar in retirement, and God bless you, brother.
You too. Take care, Danny. Keep him straight.
Art Frith, everybody. The Lord of the Board, our producer and board op, Emeritus. We'll be back with more right after this.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. That number again, 801-216-4816.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
It's a frightened night every time the political cesspool goes on the air if you are a anti-American. And for 9 years, we have been coming on the air and delivering to you unapologetic programs without retreat or surrender. And listen, there have been people along the way who have made that happen. Certainly everyone in our listening audience, along with those who have served on our hosting staff, those who are still with us, like Eddie the Bombardier Miller in studio with me now, Winston Smith and Keith Alexander, and those who are no longer with us, Austin Farley, Jess Bonds, Jeff Melton, and of course the dearly departed Bill Rowland, who would have still been with us had he not been called home by the Lord in February of this year. We still suffer from that loss, but we are thankful for the contributions that Bill played. One man certainly who deserves credit tonight for the continuing evolution of this show is the man who gave us a chance in mainstream syndication when we joined the Liberty News Radio Network in the spring of 2009. It was really from that point forward that many of our greatest advancements have been made. Sam Bushman. Wow. I mean, we've given credit where credit is due in a lot of places, but we really need to shine the spotlight on Sam Bushman for giving us a home in syndication. Sam, my friend, my brother, welcome to our special birthday anniversary program.
It's a celebration, my friend. We're delighted to be part of it. We're delighted to be part of the team. And we believe that it's nothing but up from here, my friend. Not that we haven't had incredible gains, because no doubt we have. But I'm telling you right now, in the terms of the South, it's fixing to explode, sir.
Well, we've talked about some of those advancements, and it seems as though many of them have occurred from 2007 onward, most of them even from 2009 onward. But you know some of the things that are percolating behind the scenes, Sam, and some things that will be occurring in the next few weeks and months that will really catapult this show and this network into greater things as we seek to reclaim America's destiny and restore a country that is subservient to God and family and the Constitution. And, you know, I just don't know if we would be here today if it weren't for you. And what led you, Sam, to take the chance on us being part of your network, a show that had received a lot of attack and victimization, I guess? You saw something that the detractors didn't.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I had a guy work for me named Michael Powers. Nice guy, and he introduced me to you and to the show. And it was interesting the way he introduced the show to me. He said, you know what? This show takes a lot of heat. This show takes a lot of abuse. This show takes a lot of unfair attacks. He said, but you know what, Sam? I beg you, when I introduce this show to you, I beg you to please study the issue and understand not what's being said about them, not the cannonballs and the grenades thrown at them, but I want you to please try to understand their issue and the points they're really making. So I started to listen. I started to read the blogs. I started to read the attacks against you, and I thought at first, man, I don't know. This seems crazy. But I spent the time to dig deeper. And when I hear James Edwards get on the radio and say, equality for all, special privileges for none, then I say to myself, you know what? I agree with that 1,000%, and I don't know who in their right mind couldn't agree with that. And so it starts there. When you gain an understanding of the political cesspool, you say, you know what? Equality for all, special privileges for none. And then you begin to understand about what you guys mentioned, which is, you know what? We all want to advance our cause. You know what? If you're a plumber, you want to advance the cause of the plumber. You just do. You want plumbers to make more money, to be well represented, to be respected in society. Same thing with truckers. Same thing with any different groups of people. Women want the same thing. And it goes. And when you start to get that, you say, you know what? There's a valid seat at the table for this discussion in a peaceful, appropriate, intelligent dialogue. And when I got that message, I said, man, I'm in all the way. And then I spent time with James to learn a little bit more about who he was as an individual, as a person. And I realized, you know what? Our families are almost identical in terms of we have Christian wives. We believe in homeschooling and education. We believe in hard work and self-sufficiency. And you know what? It just went on from there. But you get this idea, special privileges for none, equality for all. And you get everybody who wants to advance their own cause, don't they? And it starts there, and you say, man, who couldn't agree? And so I've been a strong defender and a participant ever since.
Well, Sam, that's saying the very least that you could, my friend. And I'll tell you this. We've talked about the people who have made this show go behind the scenes and on the air with regard to our hosting staff and some of our production crew. But there are two people above all others that could have aborted this show in the womb. And they are Dave Brown, who is the owner and station manager of the two affiliates here in Memphis that play our show, and Sam Bushman. If it weren't for the support that we receive from the management of the stations and the network that air our show, it wouldn't matter what we talked about or what we wanted to talk about or what we would do on the radio if it weren't for those in positions of management who supported us and saw through the lies and distortions and said, you know what, everybody, it's true. Everybody is entitled to celebrate their cultural heritage with pride, including white people. And I think that's what, you know, there isn't the emperor has no clothes type of thing going on where, you know, they make it as though you are a racist or a Klansman or any of these other nefarious terms that we have certainly nothing to do with and nothing in common with for being for being pro-white. And, you know, if I or Jared Taylor or many others that we've featured on this show were on the air and they said, you know, you're pro-white, you know, how evil is that? You say, well, it's not evil at all. Everybody should be entitled to that. And people would see that and say, you know what?
Has babies has to be pro
of course
whatever they are, just by the very nature that you have a baby. You're certainly for your children, aren't you?
Well, it's really that simple when you pare it down to the common denominator, Sam, and to its lowest possible denominator. And people see that, you know what? They say, you know what? That's right. It has nothing to do with oppression or supremacy. It's all about equal rights. And, you know, everybody deserves that, including what still remains for a moment in this country, the majority. And you saw through it, and you understand that, and you see the truth for what we believe in, and you gave us an opportunity to grow, and wow. You know, wherever we go from here, Sam Bushman plays a role. And I can't thank you enough, Sam. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I know I share it with you all the time on the air and off, but I'm a guest on your show once a month. You're a guest on my show. It seems at least that much. But, you know, folks, when you celebrate the political cesspool, celebrate Sam Bushman.
And we're also gearing up for the next level, though. You know, the mainstream press used to ignore us because that was the way they thought they could shut us up. We weren't big enough. They thought they could just ignore us. They're no longer able to ignore us, James, and now they don't know what to do. Some educated folks like Ben Swan, some educated folks like Colin Flaherty and others are starting to come to the table
yes.
to tell the truth. More will do so, but many more will not be able to ignore us any longer.
You look at the guests we're continuing to have, very mainstream guests from Pat Buchanan to Gary Sinise, and these people defend us. And listen, Sam, it's exciting to know not only where this show goes, but where we go and grow as a network, as you continue to improve things behind the scenes with improved audio clarity and the unlimited listen line, the Roku player. Liberty News Radio was growing and going places, and the political cesspool is hanging on tight to those coattails. It's all because of Sam Bushman and his vision, folks.
And it's a celebration, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to be part of it. And like, who was it that said we expect 90 more, James?
That was Jared Taylor early in the show.
Amen, sir.
Hey, we'll be.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Everybody, and welcome back. Now, this is a very rare occurrence tonight. My wife and daughter are in the studio tonight in celebration of our 9 years on the air. And my daughter, Isabel, she's 3 years old. She was Ursula today in the neighborhood costume contest. My wife sewed the costume. It was a really good job. Anyway, she watches VeggieTales, which is a Christian cartoon, and she's learned a song she would like to share with you on air, we hope. Let's see if she can overcome her stage fright and do it. Okay.
The Lord hath given this land to us, no need to fuss. He knows what he's doing. We know that he'll take care of us if we will follow him.
Hey. That was Isabel. Tell your Bible verse that you learned. Do you want to say a Bible verse too, sweetheart?
Tell your Bible verse you learned. The Lord. Or do love.
Love. The Lord of God. Can you do the honorary one?
Yeah. Love the Lord your God.
Love the Lord of God.
Deuteronomy.
Do the honorary.
I don't know if y'all can make that out, folks, in baby speak, but that was a song from VeggieTales and then a verse from the book of Deuteronomy. And thank you, some of you.
Happy birthday.
Eddie, I mean, before we get to Scoop Stanton, I know that Eddie has a softer heart than I, and I have a softer host heart than most, but come on, Eddie.
Yeah, I tell you what, I do have a very soft heart, especially for kids. I've never seen a kid that doesn't love. You know, they really get to you, especially as you get older. You know, I love working with St. Jude and seeing the kids out there. And this is a beautiful child right here. One of these days, she'll be sitting in my lap, you know, when she gets over her shyness. She was sitting in my lap about 2-3 weeks ago reading her little Halloween story that James had when he was a child. And that was really special to me when she did that, you know. And I really love that.
Well, it's a family affair tonight. I got my family in the studio as we celebrate 9 years on the air. And I remember my wife coming into the studio even before we were married and sitting in for some of those early shows. And anyway, it's continued to evolve, and people have played a role. It's getting loud in here in the studio with everybody talking. But Peter Scoop Stanton would like to recount his top 10 most memorable moments. Scoop Stanton came on as similarly to that of Keith Alexander by just calling in or writing emails as a fan of the show, and he was doing that from his station in Rota, Spain, when he was still in the Navy. And then he became not just a fan, but a regular contributor, and then a weekly correspondent. And that's how he became part of the Cesspool family. And he's got a top 10 list for us, right, Scoop?
Yep. Good evening, James, Eddie, and the rest of the Cesspool family. All right, without any further ado, here is my top 10 moments of the Political Cesspool show. Unlike most radio shows, what we do off the air is almost exactly what we do on the air, except we have to abide by FCC regulations and good taste.
Which is hard for us to do for anyone who knows us off the air.
Right. Number 10, the trip to Range, USA. And that's where I first met the successful crowd, and Eddie the Bombardier Miller earned the title the Bombardier.
He was ejected with prejudice from that facility, and we won't go into that anymore. We've got to work through the top 10 in about 5 minutes. So, number nine, Scoop.
Okay. Number nine, Sonny Landham. He had some hospital bedside matters that literally made my jaw drop. Also, he had a Howard Stern moment over the air that we will not say due to FCC regulations.
Sonny Landham, the only
A-list Hollywood star on the show last week.
Right. Yeah, you know, listen, one of the top 10 could have occurred last week when Gary Sinise appeared. Arguably, certainly one of our biggest stars, arguably the biggest, and to appear. And, of course, Sonny Landham, you mentioned before, the only guest, also a Hollywood star, as it turns out, to host a show live from his hospital bed. Number seven, if you will, Scoop.
Number seven, the National Press Club appearance. Back in 2011, Mr. Edwards, along with Jerry Taylor and Richard Spencer, made an appearance at the National Press Club. And after the speech was given, myself and Ms. Edwards was looking at this wall of fame and said, oh, maybe someday you'll be on the wall. But there was pictures of Nelson Mandela and Jenna Napolitano, and I said, second thought, never mind.
It's true. We spoke at the National Press Club, but we probably will not be in the National Press Club Hall of Fame. Number six,
David Duke on the political cesspool. This is the one of the greatest shows nobody heard because with the Eurofest by Dr. Duke, everybody and their brother tried to listen on, and the bandwidth just crashed.
This was in the fall of 2008. We were holding a conference here in Memphis that made national news, and so many people that we were actually still on RBN when this show aired in November of 2008. So many people were tuned in that RBN's servers crashed. The only other time that ever happened was when Nick Griffin came on after we had moved to Liberty News Radio, and that happened again. So many people tuned in online. We didn't have enough bandwidth to administer the stream, which, let me tell you, folks, we could administer a pretty big stream. But, yes, I will never forget not only that interview, but the events that surrounded that appearance by David Duke. And, well, to say the least, it's worthy of a show in its own right. And it's a story that's been told before, but not nearly enough.
Okay, number five, Jason Edwards appears on CNN. Follows on.
What do you remember about that one, Scoop?
I remember after your two appearances, she was canceled.
Well, it was actually three appearances, and then she was canceled. But not only that, the president of CNN, a nice Jewish gentleman, said that CNN, there was a new rule passed that they could not have any talk radio host on CNN. After my third appearance, they wouldn't let any talk radio host ever on the network again as a guest. I don't know if that rule's still in the force, but we set the precedent.
Right. And number four, appearance by Lieutenant Gottfried Julius of the German Luftwaffe.
A big show. He came on to talk about his treatment as a prisoner of war in the Russian gulags. Certainly one of our biggest shows of all time from a historical nature. Learning about the war from that side of the battle, and certainly the treatment that he received, which it's certainly not been made popularly known. Those appearances occurred, I believe it was in 2006. He made two appearances, once just to talk about his treatment as a prisoner of war by the Russians, and then secondly to talk about the equipment that the Germans used in war. And he was a Christian man. He was a soldier's soldier. I believe he's still alive, although he's in his 90s. Can't say enough about that show.
Right. Number three, the George Zimmerman trial of 2013. The cesspool staff nailed it.
That was a couple of weeks ago, or I should say a couple of months ago now, is the week after the Zimmerman verdict was released. And we had an all-star lineup of guests, the likes of which will be hard to rival. Sam Dixon, Richard Spencer, Kevin McDonald, Keith and I were on, Kyle Rogers. There were another one or two I know. One of the best shows ever. It truly was. And it was on my Best Of CD that was sent out this month to those who contributed to the third quarter fundraising drive.
Right. Number two, the survivors of the USS Liberty attack. I didn't hear about this event till I was out of the Navy. I could tell you about Dory Miller and all these other so-called great black sailors that did great so-called great things for the Navy, but I never heard about the Liberty attack.
Until you became part of the Cesspool family. Eddie Miller raised his hand and said that was his all-time favorite show. What we had, folks, were three surviving crewmen of the USS Liberty who survived the attack that Israel launched on naval vessel. They told you the story that's been swept under the rug, and they told you the story on the Political Cesspool. That was in June of 2008. If you missed that one, go in the broadcast archive. Certainly one of the top 10 moments, as Scoop Stanton is suggesting. Number one,
and last but not least, and everybody's expecting this, Bill Rowland. He was such a driving force of the show that successful fans, you don't even know half the story. If you go back to the archives, one of the greatest shows of the Cesspool's career was the memorial to Bill Rowland.
And that was aired the last week of February of this year, right after his passing, and it truly was. Sam Bushman said it was the best show we ever did. Go listen to it. We got to take a break. We're going to wrap it all up right after this.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I was looking in the lab late when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard.
This show
smash
has gone by more quickly than I guess any this year, because it always goes by fast when you're reflecting. We've left politics for the most part to the side this evening as we celebrate 9 years on the air, and it was 9 years ago tonight, this very night, October 26, 2004, when the Cesspool debuted, and we've looked back. Man, we've forgotten so much or failed to mention so much that's happened, but we've covered some, just a few of the many high points. And, folks, where we go from here, God only knows, but I tell you, if trajectory is in the indicator, it'll be bigger and better. And I want to remind you, we only have 10 minutes left in the show tonight, a little less than 10 minutes. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org if you're listening, folks, and you have the availability and the means. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. If you contribute $100 or more between now and the end of the show, which is, again, only 10 minutes from now, we're going to send you a piece of the original slate roof of Jefferson Davis's home in Biloxi, Mississippi. Beauvoir is what he named it. A piece of authentic Confederate history will be yours, with a certificate of authenticity and a picture, a postcard of Jefferson Davis, suitable for framing, $100 or more between now and the end of the show, and that will be yours. I tell you, folks, I have a piece. Eddie said he's going to be buried with the piece that he has. It's, to me, it means more than a piece of the Roman Colosseum or the Pyramids of Giza. The original roof of the home of Jefferson Davis will be yours for just $100 on tonight, our anniversary special, but you got to get it in before the end of the show. We're going to wrap the show up tonight with a few of Eddie Miller's personal reflections and favorite memories as a member of this hosting staff, both in the studio and outside. But first, we want to get to Matt in New York, who has been on the line waiting to get on for quite a few minutes, to say the least. Matt, how are you doing tonight?
How you doing, James? This is Matt the Copperhead calling from the bowels of Brooklyn.
How about that? A Copperhead listening to the Political Cesspool in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, from Panama to Memphis to Atlanta to New York to Poland, they're everywhere, Eddie. Matt, listen, I love you, brother. I didn't know who you were until you mentioned you were the Copperhead, because we receive mail from the Copperhead in New York. So I know the Copperhead if I don't know Matt. How you doing tonight, brother?
Very good, sir. Very good. And to all my successful friends, happy birthday. This is a fantastic program and a true voice of my political heart.
Well, we got our birthday hats on. We've had a little cake. We're going to have a small glass of wine, I think, after the show tonight, before we head home, and it's all been in good taste, I hope, and reflective of a show that I think has, you know, we think we've accomplished a lot, but we know we've tried to the best of our abilities to do our very best to represent our audience, people like you, Matt, who tune in from, again, across the country and around the world. It's all done for you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. We do our very best, and there are inevitably people out there who could do a better job than us, but very few with the courage to make it happen. We step up with the courage where perhaps we lack in other areas, but hey, we do everything we can. We leave nothing on the table every Saturday night.
Well, James, brother, I really want to extend an invitation to any of you all that get a chance to come down up to New York, rather. Anytime, let me leave my information with your guy that works the board there. And we're also trying to revise the CFCC's chapter here in the New York tri-state region. So I'll definitely keep you guys up to abreast with this.
Please do it, my friend. And when CNN lifts the restriction on me, I'll be back. And maybe I'll get back on TV up there and I'll be able to say hello to you. But thanks for the call tonight. I want to quickly get to Charles, who wants to say hello before we run out of time. And then we're going to toss it over to Pappy the Bombardier. Charles, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
Doing just fine, tonight. Charles. How are you feeling?
Congratulations on your anniversary. And just want to tell you, you've got my ongoing support, and keep up the good work, guys.
Well, thank you so much for that, Charles, for saying those kind words. I know it's being felt by tens of thousands of people. You know, our audience is so big, people would probably disbelieve that we have a struggle to keep the wheels on the wagon, but only 1 or 2% of the audience contributes, and I know you're one of them, and the Copperhead's one of them, and we love everybody equally, but we really love our contributors who make it all possible, and it wouldn't be possible without those. The heart is willing, but the finances are weak, and our audience steps up with that. So thank you, Charles, and everyone else listening who has called in, and those who would like to call in for being a part of it. Eddie, we got just a couple of minutes remaining. Let's talk to you, my friend. You've been in here since 7 o'clock, and you've been talking sparingly, but favorite guests and behind the scenes moments. There's so many to choose from, I know, and you're talking about the years that have rolled by, but what comes first to your mind?
Well, my very favorite guest would be Colonel Bo Greitz and also the survivors of the United States Liberty. I'll tell you why. Because our purpose of our show is to further our white race, is to, you know, try to do something to ensure our survival, and to illustrate what I'm talking about, to point out our enemies. Colonel Greitz came on and talked about the drug trade, and I'm going to link this together, coming out of Burma and Laos and Cambodia, what we used to call the gold, you know, over around the Golden Triangle during the Vietnam days. And he talked about how the Bushes, the Bush family, and other very high up Washington insiders were benefiting from this drug trade. And they brought Colonel Greitz in on trumped up charges, took him to trial in Nevada, I believe, and also I believe in New Jersey. He was acquitted on both states. He beat him in court every time, although they had him in jail for a time. They tried to assassinate him because he did spill the beans on the vast drug trade, and it's still going on. It went on in MENA, Arkansas. Okay, you know, the same, and also the USS Liberty, that I just cannot understand how in a supposedly free republic like the United States, you could have a ship sunk, an American naval vessel with Marines on it, that, but for the grace of God, would have been sunk, and it was totally swept under the table. And the reason I think that's one of the most important show, probably the most important shows, that also illustrates the corruption, even more so than the Bo Greitz's drug trade. It shows a total strangulation by the Zionists, the Israelites, how they completely own the media. They totally own advertising. If you don't play ball with the Zionist Jews in this country here, you're not going to get any advertising. If you're any type of big business, you'll be starved to death because you will never be able to get any advertising on the printed media, on radio, on news, you know, TV. They totally dominate Hollywood. They totally dominate Washington, D.C. These Zionist Jews, they totally own Washington, D.C. And the reason I keep trying to get back to the USS Liberty, it was an act of war. It was one of the worst acts of wars you can ever have. And they got completely by with it. And what little bit, it was totally covered up. Our president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was totally owned by the Jewish Zionist media and, you know, the Jewish politicians, he was a slave, a puppet to them. And what the political cesspool is one of the very few news outlets that got that out, but it hasn't been able to get any traction and go anywhere because it doesn't get any further than our people, like in our audience. And although we do have a pretty good sized audience, it's dwarfed by, you know, by the total population of the United States, and it they're still getting by with it. They're still doing that. The country of Israel and the, you know, the Zionist Jews in this country here still. It's the tail wagging the dog. They're still getting by with it. And I predict that they'll always get by with it. But that's why that was my favorite show, people, is because if people can ever be wakened up, if you could never be convinced of who really runs this country by the United States ship Liberty, you would never be convinced. And that's why that was my very favorite show. That illustrates our flagship purpose on this show is we try to point out who controls and totally dominates every phase in this country. Like I said, media, the advertising, Hollywood, you know, our political forces in Washington, D.C., they're all bought and paid for by the Jewish media, and the fact that they got by with the sanctity of the liberty. I keep pounding that in your heads, but I actually can't believe that they got by with that.
Eddie, that and so much more we could talk about. We have seconds remaining. Do we have time to get to this last caller that's on the air? Do we still have a caller waiting in the queue? All right, we've already he said good evening apparently, but folks, listen, it's been 9 years. God willing, it'll be 9 more. Continue to support us. We'll continue to work for you. We're 100% listener supported. You've made this night possible, folks. We love you. I love you. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week when we get back on the beaten path. Happy birthday, everybody.